Naturally reproducing cutthroat trout have reduced the need for more expensive artificial stocking. We have the news from Bear Lake next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Play safe. Boating accidents happen quickly. You never know when you might end up in the water. Wear your life jacket and have a throwable life preserver on board. Remember, Utah boaters wear it. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Naturally reproducing cutthroat trout are doing well in Bear Lake. Scott Tolentino with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources updates us on their success.
Right now we're taking about 250 to 270,000 eggs from our fish trap at Bear Lake, which is only a small percentage of the actual number of eggs that we possibly could take. We are running the trap and we're taking fish throughout the entire spawning season, beginning in late April and going all the way to the middle of June. But the nice part is the quota is fairly low compared to where it was in previous years, because we're seeing a lot of natural reproduction from the tributary streams. And we attribute that natural reproduction to a lot of the money that we spent both here in Utah and Idaho. Fish and Game has spent on the Idaho tributaries, and so those habitat projects and stream stabilizations and screening irrigation diversions, that's all that work is paying off, because we're seeing a lot more natural recruitment back to Bear Lake, so we don't have to stock as many fish. We are able to pass fish above the fish trap to allow them to spawn naturally in the stream. So it's really a good situation to be in as far as a biologist goes. Some of our work is paying off and we're starting to see that, so we don't have to take as many eggs. The fish that we stock in Bear Lake are expensive. I mean, they're expensive to collect as eggs and then raise and then haul them back here to Bear Lake to stock them in. If we can get that done through natural reproduction in our tributaries, that's good. And we're seeing a lot of natural reproduction. Will it maintain the fishery into the future? Probably not.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.